we're in Shmona Pakim, and hopefully tonight we're going to merit finishing this last chapter of Shmona Pakim, the 8th chapter. And we'll quickly remind ourselves what we've seen, because we've had a very long break since we started this chapter. The Rambam had discussed that in Judaism, we believe very strongly that a person has free choice, and that there is no such thing as predeterminism. It is not predetermined which person will be a righteous person and which person will be a wicked person. No person is born with a specific positive trait or a specific negative trait. We are born with specific strengths and weaknesses and tendencies, and one person is more apt to become a violent person and another person is more apt to become a passive person. But every person is responsible to channel his strengths and his weaknesses. Just as no person is born an engineer, but one person might have more skills that will make it easier for him to learn engineering, and no person is born a dancer, but certain people have skills that can be honed and they'll become a very good dancer. And by the same token, people can take things that they are unskilled in and they do not have tendencies towards and develop those skills. I have a relative who couldn't carry a tune. He couldn't sing well. And then he picked up a guitar and decided he's going to learn how to play guitar. And today he has such a fine ear for music, I never thought the guy would know how to sing. When he started learning guitar, I didn't know whether to tell him, don't waste your money on the teacher, or to keep quiet. I was contemplating, because the guy really couldn't, he couldn't even carry a tune when he'd sing. But I decided, you know, it's none of my business, I'm not going to interfere, and I'm happy I didn't interfere, because today not only does he play guitar beautifully, but he also knows how to carry a tune. So even people who really do not have a predisposition to a certain, be it skill or be it trait, can develop that skill and trait. And we're not saying that a person who's retarded can become a genius, but we are saying that the average person is born with some skills, with some, not skills, but rather with an ability to acquire many, many, many skills and many, many traits, and it is our responsibility to acquire the positive ones and banish the negative ones. And this is a very, very important point. That was the first point the Rambam made. And the Rambam went on to say that no action is forced from heaven. We have free will and we have free choice to decide what actions we will do. And that is why the Torah can tell us that when a person performs positive actions, he will be rewarded for them. And when a person performs negative actions, he will be punished for them. If a person didn't have a choice, if things were predetermined, what our actions would be, then how could a person get punished or get reward? So after the Rambam explained that when it comes to our tendencies and when it comes to our traits, so a person can have a certain tendency, but he has to hone it, and a person has to develop the positive traits and remove negative ones, the Rambam goes on to say that when it comes to actions, nothing is predetermined. It is our choice what our actions will be. Yes, Avon?
But doesn't Hashem know? But Hashem knows that.
That the Rambam will deal with it.
It can be the good, the bad, the ugly, and the worst of them all.
We'll discuss. Hashem's knowledge is the last point the Rambam discusses in the chapter.
God knows all.
Avon, let's leave that.
It's predetermined in a way.
Let's leave that. Wait. It's a good question. We'll get to that Bezrat Hashem at the end of the chapter. Okay. So the Rambam says, every action is within our hands. And the Rambam said something which we said needs further insight and needs time to analyze and inspect what the Rambam means by that. The Rambam said that even in marriage, it isn't decreed from heaven who a person is going to marry. For if a person marries a woman, he is permitted to marry, he is performing a mitzvah. And if a person marries a woman, he is forbidden to marry, he is performing an avera. So being that marriage has to do with mitzvot and aveot, it is not decreed in heaven who a person will marry. And we asked, how does the Rambam deal with the Gemara that says that it is decreed in heaven who we will marry? So he said that still needs discussion. And we offered, I think, a few answers on that. And the Rambam discussed that when our sages said, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz meirat shamayim, everything is in the hands of heaven except for being God-fearing, what our sages meant was that all the laws of nature, they were given in the hands of heaven, and God decreed how nature will run. But everything else that has to do with us is not in the hands of heaven. I'm sorry, because my son is still under watch, I have to have my cell phone working. I'm hoping I won't be called. No, because usually I shut my cell phone, but tonight I can't do that.
As long as everybody here has their cell phone
off, it's fine. Now we're going to continue.
I think my own is on the buzzer. Yes, it's on the buzzer. A vibration.
So the Rambam's first point, if we're going to sum up what the Rambam said, it isn't decreed from heaven what a person will do, nor what traits a person will have. It is all in our hands and our responsibility to be good people and do good actions. Aval, says the Rambam, we're holding page Reish Samach Beis, the 8th chapter of Shmona Pakim. In Rav Kapach's edition, it's page Reish Samach Beis, the 2nd column and the beginning of the paragraph, in the middle of the page. We're on page Reish Samach Beis, 262, Reish Samach Beis, the beginning of the paragraph. The word is Aval. One, two. It's the third page from the last.
Second.
I don't know in your copies what page it is. Aval. Aval adavar amfursam etzel bnei adam. Whoever wants it has it. But the thing that's famous among people, ve'efshar limtzov divrei chachmim v'lshonot haktuvim kmoto, and we could even find seeming supports for the following concept in the words of our sages and in the verses. People sometimes say, v'hu sh'amidat adam v'yishivato, that when a person stands or sits, v'chol tnuotav, all his actions, b'rtzon Hashem yitalav v'cheftzo, it is because God wills him to do it so. And to an extent, this is true, says the Rambam. Aval beofen misuyam, but only in a certain aspect. Vehu, and that this works the following, says the Rambam. Kigon hazorek even laavir v'yirda lemata. Let's say a person throws a stone into the air, and it comes falling back down to the ground.
And killing him.
If we'll say that God willed that stone to fall to the ground, that if I didn't say it, then I guess not. If we say that God willed that stone to fall, when a person throws a stone up and it comes back down, we say God willed it. So the Rambam says this is true. Lefi, and here's an important point, because Shashem ratza shetiyeh haaretz bichlalotea bamerkaz. The Rambam is explaining the law of gravity philosophically. In the Rambam's time, they believed that the reason that things come down to earth is because God wanted the earth in the center, and every part that detaches from the earth always has to come back to its mother earth, to the center. And the fire, being heavenly, is always shooting up towards its source in the heavens. So the Rambam, that's what the Rambam calls gravity. The Rambam, working off that philosophy, that understanding of nature, is saying because God created this law of nature called gravity, so God willed it that when we throw things up, they come back down.
How did he call gravity again?
He explains gravity that God wanted the earth in the center, and whenever we try to take a piece of the earth, something that's connected to earth. Remember, the Rambam's working off of the philosophy that anything physical is built of four components. One of them is earth. So if anything... So the Rambam says, working off his understanding of the laws of nature, being that God created the world with this law of nature, called gravity in modern terminology, therefore, when we throw something up, it always comes back to the source, to the center, to the earth. And so too, we have the law of nature that God created. We find fire always rises upward. And this is all connected to God's initial will that fire will move upward, and all physical objects will be pulled by gravity downward. Lo shehashem ratza ata, not that Hashem wills it now, ve'et tnuat hachelek hazeh min haaretz sheyanua lemata, Not that God wills it at this second that this object should go down. Meaning, when I throw up a stone and it comes back down, it's not that God decrees stone go down. No. God willed that the world will have these laws of nature, that there will be a force of gravity, and therefore when we say that if I throw a stone up, it's God's will that makes it come down, that's true. It's God's original will to create the world with the laws of gravity. And in this sect that's called the talkers, they disagree with us. For I've heard them saying, they claim that God's will is ever present. We don't believe that, says the Rambam. That's the name of this group. So the Rambam says, I don't know. The Rambam says God's will was extant in the 6 days of creation, and that things will run according to these laws of nature permanently. As the verse says in Koheles and Ecclesiastes, what was is what will be, and what was done, that's what will be done in the future as well. There's nothing new under the sun, meaning, says the Rambam, that God created the world with laws of nature that can be depended upon, and God does not interfere in the world. God made laws, that's the way the world runs, that is God's will in a greater sense, in the sense that that's how God created the world. And from then on, God doesn't interfere. He lets the world run. And therefore our sages found it necessary to tell us bechol anisim, in all miracles asherhem michutz lateva, that seem to be external to nature, they seem to be defying the laws of nature. Not they seem to be, but they do defy nature. So our sages say, shayu v'shayu kefi shuvtachbem, that all the miracles that were in the past and that will be, as has been promised, kulam kvar kadam haratzon bem b'shesh timei breshit. Our sages were careful to say that God willed these miracles to be in the time of creation. V'nitan b'teva otam advarim az sheyitchadesh bem ma sheyitchadesh. And God built into nature this command that the things that seem to us to be defying nature will happen within nature at that time. Meaning, if we're going to work our way back and reach a conclusion that just like the moon and the sun affect the tides, so too there was a time that two meteors, these huge planets, came shooting by Earth, and they affected all the waters on Earth, just as the Jews came to stand at the sea. And just like the moon can cause the tide to go one way, so these two huge planets came passing by Earth, and they caused all the waters on Earth to split. Let's say someone one day is going to come up with such a theory and prove it. That will not disprove the miracle. Says the Rambam, our sages already told us that when God created the world, God created laws of nature, and all the miracles that God was planning on occurring in the world, God built into nature. So that when we'll find a natural explanation for miracles, it won't contradict the miracle. The Rambam saying it's fine. That's what our sages told us, that God built into nature that this miracle will happen at that time, at that place. It comes that it what we understand according to the Rambam is that the miracle is that it happened now and here. That's the miracle. Go make it happen. God tells the Jewish people, go to the sea. They're standing at the sea. The Egyptians are behind them. The desert is on both sides. They're standing by the sea and they have no way out. And God tells Moshe, pick up your hand over the sea and the sea will split. No, if we'll notice, and we tend to overlook this, the verse also says that all night long God made the wind pass over the sea. Ask yourself if it's a miracle and it has no natural explanation, then why does the pasuk bother telling us that all night long God made a wind pass over the sea? Says the Rambam here, when God created the world, He created within the world, within the laws of nature, that these things that are new occurrences, things that seem to be natural phenomenons, they were built into the world, into the nature of the world. V'chasher mitchadesh bazman ha'ra'uy. And when they happen, these new things in their correct time, chashvu bo shu damar ira'ata. People thought that's something that just happened. It just happened. Now, right. But they didn't realize that it's been programmed to happen from the time of the creation of the world.
If hypothetically Israel would be there one day late, the sea would be split, there wasn't the people to go.
It would seem that way from the Rambam. That's what it seems from the Rambam, right? That the miracle is in when it occurred. But the fact that you'll find the natural explanation will not cause it not to be a miracle. That the Rambam says, fine. That's what God decreed.
Hashem said to Moshe to stretch out the staff and so on. The hand. So what if there was a wind?
This line in the Rambam, it can be understood, is a big chidush. There was a great rabbi, a Rishon, called Rabbeinu Levi ben Gershom the Ralbag. And he wrote a work called Milchamot Hashem. And over there he basically takes this concept and advances it even more. In his work on Tanakh, he also works off of this concept in Milchamot Hashem, that every miracle can be understood naturally. And the reaction to Milchamot Hashem was more harsh than the reaction to the Mor Nevuchim. So the fact that Avram is very bothered by this line in the Rambam is understandable. He's not the first, he's not the last, and who's to say who's right? But we're learning the Rambam. That's what the Rambam is saying.
I think Spinoza, who was excommunicated, he said something like that. That there were built-in miracles.
It happens to be that line about people forgetting the wind, the verse about the wind, isn't my own line, it's Spinoza's line. Fine. Let's continue.
No, but I'm just saying that it was a miracle. No, it could have happened somewhere else. By the way, a hail that got stuck in the middle of the sky for many decades. No,
I would be happy to continue the discussion, but it's a long chapter and it's difficult to go through as it is. Let's leave it for a different time. Let's watch and we'll discuss it. The Rambam says it is not so to think that there were new occurrences in the world. And the Medrash on Koheles expanded on this as well as other rabbinic sources. And what we find our sages saying regarding things like this, the world maintains its custom. God created the world with laws of nature. The laws of nature are constant. And you'll find our sages always, in whatever they say, our sages were consistently distancing themselves from saying that God's will is ever present with regard to everything and in every time. כלומר שניתן בטיבו בראשית מציאות האדם שיעמוד וישב ברצונו. And when our sages say that it's God's will that makes a person stand and sit, what they mean to say is that it was God's will to put within man's nature the ability to stand and sit. לא שהשם רצה עתה, not that Hashem willed now, בעת עמידתו שיעמוד, at the time that the person stands that he should stand, או שלא יעמוד, or that he shouldn't stand. Just as God does not specifically will this stone to fall when it does fall, nor does God will it not to fall. God does not interfere in the laws of nature of the world. Nimtza comes out, klal advarim, the general rule, sh'ata teida, that you should know, sh'kmo sh'ratza Hashem, sh'yehe ha'adam bal koma zkufa, that just as God willed it, that man will be a being that can stand straight, v'chazer achav, and a broad chest, uval etzbaot, and have fingers. So, kach, so too, ratza sheyehe mitno'ea v'nach mitzad atzmo. By the same token that God wanted men to be created in this form, that he can stand straight and has a chest that's wide and has fingers, so too God willed it that man will be able to move and stand and rest at his own will. V'yase pu'ulot b'vchirato, and man can do actions with his own choice. V'en davar hamachricho aleihem v'lo monea oto mehem, and there is nothing that forces a person to act one way, nor is there anything that prevents a person from acting. Now, the Rambam over here is laying the foundations of Bchira Chofshit. The Rambam is still going to deal with the question of Paro and other decrees from heaven about actions. What the Rambam is not going to deal with, and I don't know when we'll get to deal with this question, is how does your Bchira Chofshit affect my Bchira Chofshit? If God made it that I could move however I want, if you come and sit on me, a two-ton person comes and sits down on someone else and says, now move. I can't move. So you have Bchira Chofshit, you can do what you want. But I don't have Bchira Chofshit, I can't move. How do we rectify, how do we deal with when one's Bchira Chofshit imposes on someone else's Bchira Chofshit? If someone picks up a gun and shoots someone else, so God made the world in a way that we can harm one another? That's how God made it? Only in the world to come does God intervene? Only there does God judge us? But in this world, we each have Bchira Chofshit. We can do whatever we want, even when it will constrict someone else's Bchira Chofshit. So that's something, that's a question that's going to remain hanging at the end of the Rambam. What we're going to deal with now, the Rambam's point that the Rambam's making now is that just as God does not determine what traits we will have, God does not determine what actions we will do, and God only put laws of nature into the world, and the rest of it God leaves to run with the laws of nature.
Are we going to discuss it after we do the questions
through? This question we're going to wait with.
I understand, but like according to my, just like according to this, I don't see the point of prayer.
Ooh. Wait. So maybe we'll get that. Let's see. כמו שביאר בספר האמת ואמר בפרשו עניין זה, הן האדם היה כאחד ממנו לדעת טוב ורע. As we find that God explained in his work of truth, meaning in the Torah, God said, man is like us, that he is cognizant of the difference between what is good and what is evil. וכבר ביאר התרגום את פירושו, and Unklos already explained, שעניינו ממנו לדעת טוב ורע. That what God meant by saying that man is like us, God meant that man has the ability to perceive the difference between good and bad. Kolomar shu nasa echad ba'olam, as if to say man became singular in this world. Kolomar sug shen kamo sug acher adomelo b'inyan ze hamatzui lo, as if to say man is a type that there is no other type like him in this aspect. Umahu, what's this aspect? Shehu atzmo, mitzad atzmo, that man on his own, yeida hatovot v'ara'ot, can know what is good and what is evil. V'yaseh ez men sheyirtzeh, and he could choose to act how he wishes. V'en moneh oto mikach, and nothing can prevent a person from acting this way or that way, says the Rambam. When God declared after Adam ate from the fruit of knowledge, he is now like us, God declared man has free choice, and nothing can prevent him from doing good or evil. V'kevan she'adavar ken, and being that man has the choice of being good or evil, pen yishlach yado v'yikach mizeh v'achal v'chay l'olam, lest he take from the other fruit and end up living for eternity. V'kevan she'zeh chiyuvi b'mtziyut ha'adam, and being that this necessitates man's being existent, klomal she'yaseh b'rtzono pu'ulot ha'tov v'ara matay she'yirtzeh, and being that this is part of man's existence, that he can choose whether to act positively or negatively, be good or evil, and he chooses whenever he wants how to behave. Tzarich lelamdo derech hatov. That's why we have to teach a man how to be good. Ve'itzaveh v'yuzhal v'yuanash v'yugmal. And a person is commanded and warned and punished and given reward. Ve'yeh kol zeh tzedek. And all this is righteousness. Remember, that's where the Rambam began. How could the Torah tell us what to do? And promise us that if we do it, we get reward. And warn us that if we don't, we'll get punished. Isn't things predetermined? Aren't things predetermined? Doesn't God declare what traits we'll have? And doesn't God declare what strengths we'll have? And what we'll do? Says the Rambam, no. God gives us all the potential to be good and the potential to be bad, and the ability to be good and the ability to be bad, and God does not interfere. And we might have certain tendencies. We might be born with the strengths and weaknesses, or we, not exactly strengths and weaknesses, but we might be born with a greater inclination to one way or another, but that doesn't define what we will be. We're just going to finish the paragraph, and then we'll be zochet here of Sigov. Nitchayev la'argil et atzmo lefulot atov ad sheyusgu lo ha'malot. And that's why the Torah obligates us to get accustomed to good actions till we attain the elevated stature, the elevated traits. Ve'yitrachek mepulot hara, and a person is obligated to distance himself from evil actions, ad sheyasur mimenu ha'migra'ot im hayu bo kvar, till he removes from himself any lackings, if he already has certain lackings in his tendencies or in his traits. Ve'al yomar yeshnam kvar bo. A person shouldn't say, that's the way I am already. I'm an angry person. I'm a lazy person. A person can't say that. B'matzav shi ifshar l'shanotam. This is the way I am, I can't change it. Says the Rambam, don't say that. Ki kol matzav ifshar l'shanoto mitov l'ra u'mira l'tov. Every situation can be changed from good to bad or from bad to good. V'abchira b'yado b'kach. And a person has free choice to choose which way he is going to be. Valpinian ze, and based upon this concept, uviglalon, because of it, hevenu kol ma shehizkarnu minyanei ha-mishmat va-meri. That's why we mentioned everything we mentioned earlier, says the Rambam, about whether a person is going to obey the Torah or rebel against the Torah. And we're going to continue Mitzvah after Rav Siegel with the Rambam's dealing with the verses that seem to indicate that God removes man's free will. And the Rambam is going to deal with how we are to understand that in light of what we just learned.